Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love the tune. Yes. Yes, this is wonderful and a little late, but better to be late than never, right? All right, what I have in mind today is the Elohim, hybrid human civilization, opposite of Europe sodomization culture. That is the title I have. And before I get into that, I want to talk about the Earth existence in part to reflect what we call past and present. This is the context of past and present that is consider the context of it, because I'm not talking about like talking like in grammar. You have the past tense and present tense. We're talking about past. as a matter of principle. You're talking about like 10 years ago, 1,000 years ago or so. You talk about the ancient past. Okay? Now, when we talk about linguistic present tense and past tense on things that we refer to, whether the thing happened in the past, whether it be 10 minutes or, you know, 10 hours ago, past, it's in the past, right? And want to examine that aspect or context of past and present. Move from that context to the context of talking about the beginning of civilization. That is in the past. That didn't happen in the present. Civilization started in the past. But that past that we are talking about, whether it's in whatever context you want to use, there's some similarity that is in past and present, whichever way you want to apply it. All right. Why it is important for we to talk about this is that generally, people just talk about the past and the present, and it doesn't have a characteristic difference. And therefore, you don't get clarity in situations that is to be handled in ways that it accomplishes whatever is good to get out of chaotic circumstances, bring the good fruit from among the bad ones. Bring this closer to the thought that I have in mind and the point I'm trying to make about the past opposed to the present. Do you see what I mean? It is important. I mean, it is absolutely important to understand the difference to talking lightly about, yes, it's earlier, and, you know, it happened earlier, you know, I went out earlier, not in the present, in the past, you know. Because, you know, some unique things, important things can come up where the distinction is important to be made. And if you are not with it, well, a lot of things can happen. Once we stay with the relevance of the context to apply, whenever it is needed to apply these contexts because of situational value. You see, why these distinctions must be made? Because something can be at stake. You can have things that you can lose value of things if you don't have the right application of present or past, right? You can be losing stuff whenever it comes to classifying or to set things in the position of its value. You need to know, was it in the morning or in the afternoon or something like that? A lot of circumstances are around. All right. So come back to the past and present in what I am thinking. And that is, when we say BCE or BC, represents what? Hello, out there. Think about what I'm saying now. What BC or BCE means to you? Think about that. You better think about that, because look, a lot of fire is blazing on this. If you don't understand the value of knowing what BC or BCE, what it means, you are not even a civilized Egyptian. Because you're supposed to know that. It is needful to know, because it has a lot to do with what you do with yourself. Yes. As a human, a civilized human being, I'm not talking about half-civilized, half-human civility. We're talking about full hybrid civility. Knowing the difference and the value of the world that exists before us, and we have the classification of the existence of past and present, that where we are here today, back in those times, nobody will say anything about BC. There was no BC back in BC time. You understand what I'm saying? Right? Right. Because when did we get indication of BC? It was not back in BC time. What we refer to as BC now would be like when you were growing up, a toddler, you had a name change, right? Because what you were called before, they decided to change your name. So back in that time, maybe a short space of time or so, that they were calling you a name, maybe 6 months or whatever it is, a year or what, they decide to call you a different name. So that name that you had before, you were not called anything else but that name. So that, let's say they're calling you Mary. And let's say for a year or a year and a half, they call you Mary until they decide they're going to call you Jasmine, right? No, so think about what I'm saying now. For a year and a half, they call you Mary, but now they're going to call you Jasmine. No, when you were Mary, did they call you Jasmine? They never call you Jasmine. No. But once they call you on a certain date, Jasmine, you begin to be known as Jasmine. And a lot of people may remember that you were Mary and still call you Mary. Right? Because Mary is the first name. And a lot of people recognize that name and don't want to deal with this Jasmine change of name, right? So What if your guardian, say your mother or so, who call you Mary, and for a year and a half, that's what you're known as, and then your mother passed away, and you, you know, guardian, your next guardian decided they're going to call you Jasmine. So, which name is more, you know, has higher regard? I would say what your mother named you, right? And it being that she's passed away, nobody would call you anything else, but, you know, somebody decided they're going to cast me. All right. Well, so is BCE or BC, right? In that era, nobody say anything about AD and Adamani. You see that? Can you see that? So during the many hundreds of thousands of years to rise as under the BC or BCE era, is being brought into focus that it is important that people present time understand what is the knowledge about the existence of people lived in the BC era. Type of people live back there. Now you can see some importance, some important things coming up into your mind as to the time when civilized humanity created on Earth, and that the Earth was not full of people. There were much fewer people on the Earth, and a lot fewer than what we know today. And why it is important for us to know the difference between the world population back then and the one we have today is things have happened and certain type of changes, like unexpected changes, happen that back in the BC era were not contemplated by human beings. See? What we are experiencing today, like the church, was never contemplated by the early civilization of humanity and who brought it here into the world, to white people that are sodomites. Sodomites were not into BC world, into the BC era, right? And clearly, as that division shows, a world that is sterile of sodomy. Indo-European people were only up into Europe. They were not into a mix. They were not into mixed population, like they forced themselves on the black people to accept, not just be among, but controlling them. So now, as you look at it, how many people today have a conscious sense of what the polytheism age was like, and the people in the millions live that with that concept of what we know today, polytheism, the gods, because the gods are the ones. The gods are the ones. The gods are civilized. And the gods came and made we are primitive today. All right. So what I'm talking about and what I want to bring about to you is it's a technical thing that requires more interest, more, yes, you have to have an interest to look into stuff like this, to make something of it, because it's a psychological thing, where a lot of people don't really concern about stuff like that. They just want to eat food and think, and they only think that what is important to them is earning money and live on until you're dead. There is a lot superior life enjoyment besides just eating food and stuff like that. Life is made up of greater value than you eating food and doing certain kind of things. Psychologically, the more we come to know about the existence of and what we experience of it, is the more our minds become awesome, profound, right? And so it is that in what is known as the fact of civilized existence begins with this book, The Earth Chronicles. The 12th planet, the stairway to heaven, the wars of gods and men, the lost realm, time began, the cosmic code, and the remarkable companion volume, Genesis Revisited, divine encounters, illustrated with maps, diagrams, and photographs. All right. Now, they means the gods, before there were civility on earth at all, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In my brain, I have never come across any information that supersede this one. If you do, I would even like to know about what is your information. Now you know mine, so let me know about yours. Anyone who would like to have a conversation and say something to the world, right here is an access. And the number to call is 347-850-1358. And you can call me. We have time, about 50 minutes. Call me and let us talk. Now, the time that we live in now, you are cut short if you're not factoring in that the present is based on the past. And think, what is giving us the past? When we're talking about 12,000 years or 100,000 years ago, what do you really think in terms of existence as a whole? What is causing this existence? A number of things. However, it's like you talk about some abstract issues concerning existence, but right now I am not talking about abstract. I'm talking about this feature, the main energy that keeps us, you know, generation after generation. What is the chief energy right close to us? It's the earth that we are on. The earth. And all of the time that we are talking about, it is only time that the earth causes time. The time that we are talking about, because there are other contextual time on the different planetary worlds that are out there. We don't have their time. We don't live by their time. No. But there are planets out there that their gravity, I would take, affects us on Earth. The moon affects the gravity on Earth. You can see when we have high tide and stuff like that. Right? That's the moon. But we don't live on the moon. But the moon affects us here on the earth. Yeah. So, I am saying that when we talk about long time ago, don't let it be like, oh, it was on some other planet we were. No, we are still on the earth. And the reason why we are here today, it is because the earth is doing the same thing like some 5 billion years ago when it was first put into orbit. The earth is doing the same thing, which is rotating and revolving. Yes, rotating and revolving. And it is interesting to think about. Why? Because it has everything to do with us being alive. two, not just sitting here, because the herd definitely is not sitting down here. It is moving. And you think you can take a plane and you take it when it's on the ground and you go in there and then you tank it up and, you know, send it up into the sky and you cruise up in the sky. Think about that. Right? There's a time to get into that plane. You can't, you know, go fly in a plane and, unless you it being locked up and you're enjoying all the, you know, the inner, like you're breathing and stuff like that, that the plane is equipped for you to breathe and live in there and you don't get sick and dead, right? No. All right. So the earth is doing two primary motions. Why we have a day that turns into a week. Here's the calendar written up on this time, what the earth is doing. The calendar, the zodiacal calendar, not AD calendar. Let's not talk about that. Because thinking that AD and Adamani, it doesn't belong to black people. It doesn't belong into black territory. None whatsoever. But it doesn't mean anything to us because we don't know the truth of existence. But let's get to know the truth of existence. And think of the reasons why we are alive. Right? If we get to know the truth, it will change our attitude tremendously and bring us to a state where we really acquire appreciation for existence, and we don't try to go against the grain of nature. Right? Why sodomy is not a good thing? It goes against nature in a primary way. And they, the sodomites, don't have a civilized mind. So it doesn't matter to them. Do you understand that? They don't have a civilized mind. So it doesn't matter to them wanting the world to become Sodom. Right? Do you understand that? You better do. As Sam Cooke said, a change is going to come. That change that's going to come. You don't want to be a human being alive and see certain things happening up on earth that you were not aware of, though you were in a position to be affected and know. Don't pay that no mind, because there's something like the Bible and the church that is used to lower our sense of consciousness. So we don't know. But now I'm trying to dramatize the need to know the past in terms of when we say 12,000 years ago, when there was no AD and Adamani, when the people on the planet Earth only knew polytheism way of life, call that religion. There was only religion and religions, meaning it's one religion, but religions are the practices of religion. All right. That is what is called religions. So it, you know, today, the Sodomite white people are using words to create a problem, such as when you look in the dictionary is not protected by real certification, because Sodomite rule controlling what is civilized. Instead, civility control everything else. It's the other way around now that we have AD and Adama. You see that? Can you see that? Now, it's hard to come to identify that something is wrong, you know. It's very hard to realize what is wrong with the human world. It's very difficult. But if you listen to what I'm saying, it's either that you have correction for what I'm saying, or you find out that, oh, yeah, I have to leave that alone. I don't know where it's going there. Now, you will know where I'm going, and you should know where I'm going by considering the evidence. The evidence of what I am saying. And the fact that the earth is the cause for time, that which we say in antiquity, when we talk about antiquity, it's not another planet, it's antiquity on earth, right? Antiquity. We're not talking about antiquity on another planet, we're talking about antiquity right here, okay? Now, so I'm saying to you, there came a time after, you know, over 5 billion years, there came a time when life began to bloom on earth. Here's history to tell us that. When the first upright bipedal walk on earth. Because the beginning of life is much beyond what a lot of us know. But it's not that we cannot know. It's just that if we don't get to the point where we are connected to the right history to tell us things that really go beyond what we know commonly, we're not going to find out. And we'll be puzzled for a long time, and maybe until we are dead, we don't realize certain things that we would have liked to know, right? But now, in life, if we begin to dedicate ourselves and seek to find, there are a lot that we can discover. So now I'm dealing with the difference of AD and BC. Here is BC first and AD come after. The placement is important to realize. When did AD came into the world? AD Anno Domini, with Jesus and Christmas and Pontius Pilate and all, Herod and all that. Our civilized world, please answer that question. Because time and when is important. You see what I mean? We talk about where civility begin. You think it just popped out of the blue sky? No, that's not true. Now, I want to tell you, the existence that we have in the world today of humanity, given by civility, the civilized God who brought civilized living to earth, and they later created humanity at that level that they are, you know, or let's say on the outskirts of their frequency. They put us to be the only, us to be the only, the one and only, the first anatomically modern human. People who look like us, in bracket, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, in bracket, wise human being, the only one. And this is coming from Genko World History, Spilvogel, National Geographic. You want to order one of these books? Here's the link. www.glencoe.com. I hope I said it all. glencoe.com. You can order an edition of this National Geographic and begin to read it, because if I didn't start to read this one, I would be missing out on a lot of things. So I told you bringing what I'm saying to the importance of knowing the past that we call BC. It's a segment of the past when a lot of things have taken place we don't know, because a mighty long time ago. How do we know? Not by anybody alive from back then. How do we know? History. Plain and simple. History. How would we know that? We couldn't. We wouldn't. And if people were not kept alive, you know, through reproduction, we wouldn't be here. There's just no way we'd have a mother and father who give rise to our you know, entry into the world. So it is important to know who is on the planet today, who they are, what type of character they are, blood wise, and that which enlightens us and tell us, informs us as to the meaning of things. And the history is the only information that we have to tell us things that are literally true, not spiritual, so-called spiritual book like the Bible. See, and sodomites want to tell us that that's a book we have to read and listen, because they are not civilized. They don't require information that civilized people want and need. These sodomites, they don't want civilized people to realize the history that they have and the significance. They don't want us to go there, because they know what is going to happen. They are going to stay right where they were in Europe. But now they're all over the world and say they are ruling everything, because they keep the truth away from us and give us a Bible that really has absolutely no anthropic value. Genesis creation story has absolutely and aggravatingly no value for our existence. Don't even talk about existence of the planet. Talk about existence of us. That I've just read this in the World History textbook. That's telling us about where we are coming from, the early stages of human development. All right, and it tells us from hominid to Homo sapiens. White people come from hominids, and the ethnic black people come from Homo sapiens. We don't have anything to do with white people, but we have problem with these people who make up the churches and got you know, their hands full of black people in their control. So teach them their concept. And they began to do that because they intend to take over the world and that they're going to turn the entire world into sodomites. If you want to ask me, oh, do I know that? They write about it. And you read their literature, they tell it themselves. And if you look at the situation now with the Bible itself, I can tell you that you don't want nobody to tutor you, that the past world is all civilized, and it only got uncivilized when the white people sodomite came about after 2 million years, and black people are here as the first anatomically modern humans. People who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. Now, I am on my way, and I see I have someone here with a hands up. Normally, I don't have a good experience with folks who come right in and they push their hand up. I don't know where they heard what I had to say, and maybe they don't care about hearing anything about us, but they want to say something anyway. All right, but I'm going to try now and see. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Tell me, what you're on to now? It's good to hear you call in. Appreciate that. What's up on your mind?
Well, you know, the interesting thing that
come on back. I mean, no way. Come on back. I'm looking forward to it. Come on back, 503. I want to hear what you have to say. Came in hot, you know. And I made sure that I repeated the factual force of the point I am making. You see, because that's what's important. We as living beings, whoever, whatever we are, there is the master information in the World Listen Textbook. A World Listen Textbook is World Listen Textbook because of the material that is in there. And I am not distracted to anything else. You see what I mean? But I sure was looking forward to 503. See the number right here. The caller came in. It's 503-805-4443. You know, the call is dropped. I don't know for what reason, but, you know, it was at a good time where it seemed like things, frequency behaved. And my caller said the something like the interesting thing is, and that on down the call went. So I didn't get enough of what my caller said. Right. Let's play a little more sample. Change is gonna come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. And, you know, I am keeping the mood, because look, there's a lot of attraction out in the world. And I know that my mind has been disturbed a lot by distraction, because I just did not enter into this sphere where I lose the effects of those attractions that bothers my mind. You know, being that, of course, I have Homo sapiens as a basis in my makeup. Homo sapiens, the third human development. And plus, the blood of the gods, the Elohim, that make us in image and likeness. You read some of that in the Bible too, right? They thought they were doing something good when they put the creation according to image and likeness. Because remember, there's no way on planet Earth, in our gravitational environment, there is no way that you can get image and likeness of a ghost as a living person. How could you be born with a born from a ghost? Born from a ghost? Oh, we have to put this together because they are saying the ghost created mankind. And when they are, they're confusing the whole thing that falls away from civilized logic. The white people don't have civilized logic. They do not. But by this time, the development of the black people has been so slow that they had time to be convinced. They had time to be convinced that they are the people with greater knowledge on earth. You know? So now, when things are changing from what they are accustomed to, they come here. I have some of these folks come along and hear me talking. And some of them just come right on in and put their hand up. But like you can see, this last person had something in mind, and who knows, most likely it's a person of sodomy cultural origin. See? And somebody in that position, they're not going to, since the fact that I speak genuine and respectful, you know, a European person is going to lose interest in me when I begin to nail facts down and it affects them. You see what I mean? And that is unavoidable because I am not in Europe and disturbing them at all. I am where I belong. And I'm going to say things that goes against violation of sodomite white people in our African territory. They have done some outrageous things. And up to now, they don't realize that they are wrong. So now, when, you know, a passerby would stop to listen to me, and they find out that finding me to say things not within their province of mastery, and if they cannot, you know, they are welcome to come on in, you know, here is the access point of a chat room and everything, and you can come in into the studio and have a long talk as much as they want, you know. Have time to express yourself and for me to like react to, you know, good or bad. Right? There is in our environment reality, psychological reality. Right? And you can't fool around with that. A lot of criminal things have been done by the white people. And here they are sitting into, and they're sodomites. And according to the civilized world history text, white people, in fact, clearly don't have a reason to be among black people. But there is historical information in the world history textbook to tell us why. Just that we just don't read it. We just don't read it. The visitor for coming on. At least try. I hope you'll come back. Hope you come back, because I know it would be good. Point is this. Situation is situation. And we have to deal with situation for what it is. Right? We have a situation where black people are being hunted down by white people. Yeah. That's what has happened. And maybe they listening to me might say, you know, I mean, what is he talking about? Because they're uncivilized. They don't understand. Coming from their indigenous land where they were born and bred for who they are, it does not allow them to see their conduct for what it is. They cannot see their own conduct. And whereas civilized people understands, we have laws written by kings, tells us, gives us laws to observe. They don't have that. White people don't have that. No. They are in Europe for about 2 million years. They didn't go out and try to hustle and do nothing because they were just not up to that level of civility. They don't have skills, no, not at all, no language, not, you know. So they were just barely existing until things changed. See? We're dealing with the changes now, whereas they were lucky to find help to raise them up beyond this type of muted and, you know, the lack of sensory animation. They didn't have, you know, much of that at all. They're just like animal smart. That's the kind of life. They're animal smart. Now, when they intermingle with the native, and then later able to mingle with African hybrid people, this is where the problem comes in, because we have these folks, they are messed up, mad as hell, and don't know what they are doing. They think everything they do, as a matter of fact, it's like somebody just run you down, gun you down, and you hardly ever going to live after that. And you don't do the person anything. People who are criminals, and they're stealing from you, and you caught them, and they kill you. You know, I mean, you're not stealing from them. They're stealing from you, and they're killing you because you caught them breaking into your house or something. Terrible. So all this long time, over the past 12,000 years, these white people come to understand black people and decided that they're going to rule us. And they are, I mean, it's an enormous thing, the Bible and a whole bunch of stuff, and setting up the very economy and the institution of society. They reconstruct everything and tilt reason to support their sodomites, uncivilized, unnatural way of thinking that they can't do any better. And they're going to take over legal institution and all that. They're going to take over healthcare institution, education, and all of that. They're taking over. Ladies and gentlemen, those things have an end. You think it doesn't have any end? Go and read about your brain, cerebrum, C-E-R-E-B-R-U-M, and cerebellum. Right? And see, what is your brain attached to in your body? What is your brain attached to? brain, the brain stem. And where this brain stem go? Into your spinal cord. Spinal cord. So, the heart is pumping blood through your veins, throughout your body, and go right up to your brain as well, my friends. Go and find out what your brain is all about, because you are not talking to your brain, but your brain speaks to you. Teach your things. You don't teach your brain anything. That's true. That's right. So when I'm talking about way back in time, BC era, and what kind of people was back here, it's important that you're able to tell what type of people live back into the Neolithic. Tell what kind of people that. Because I can tell you about 12,000 years when I now glean that white people, after almost 2 million years, they met with the African people who were strolling out of Africa down through Asia and to go elsewhere on the planet. Now, that was strange to these white people because they are up there in the Caucasus of this exhausted amount of time. And they were not able to go anywhere and do anything for themselves. So imagine into that kind of life for humanity and the kind of brain function they have. So it was I imagine they had some body form, but then nothing leading toward civilized existence. So therefore, what happened? What do you think happened? They got drawn to the Neanderthal, three-dimension human development. And they breed up with them. And because we are also from Homo sapiens, their offspring began to mingle with the hybrid people. But that is a no-no. It's not like them breeding up with Neanderthals. They can't breed up with the God's blood that is in the hybrid. Ethnic people, they're not supposed to mingle. And it is that mingling that is causing the problem in the world today, why we are stuck into ignorance and all kinds of aberration with church. And you think that the church could not be wrong. Because what else is in the world? What God has to do with us or to help us? But the church, history said about the world and anything about no church. And the fact that you can't find church in a world history textbook that is all over the place. Now, you just think about this. If this world history textbook could be replaced, these white people would replace it long time. But they can't destroy everything. They can destroy a lot of things. And, you know, those who are not able to see through those things, that they are foolishness, then they will be trapped in it and die. A lot of people die in the church and praising Jesus and church and God and stuff like that. And they can't come to the realization that these things are uncivilized and sodomite. Whereas these folks who look so nice and, you know, seem like they are worthy of civility, then you find out, no, they have something wrong with them. Some of them probably have peel in them, you know, down there, lying there. And but one thing is for sure, even if they don't have, if they grow out the teals, what they have not grown out is is what their cerebrum and cerebellum is what they are, what their brain is telling them, because that brain is what tell you what to do. You know, if you are a man, your brain is telling you what to do as a man. You can't tell the brain where you're going to. You just can't. So the branch of humanity that you come from has a lot and everything, not a lot, but it has everything to do with who you are and what you do. The civilized people are giving broad discretion on how to behave themselves. Well, what happened to the brain that doesn't have that, like the civilized hybrid person? You can do all kind of treacherous things, all kind of criminal things, and nobody can tell you about love your neighbor as yourself, because there was never any commandment written for you. So these white people have taken on kingship, law, code, knowledge, and begin to practice their own government, and then say they're going to control us. But things don't work out well with what they do. They are violating, they should control themselves. Stay in Europe and control themselves. Whatever they learn from us, go back there and go benefit their life. Go and begin to build up a civilized life over there. Not with us, with themselves. That's what white people are supposed to do. Now, the Bible that they bring in is A.B. and Adamani. Because of their concept that they brought in, they begin to steer black people away from their history and toward their Bible. That's what they do, right? And they think what they're doing will stand, because we are quite a bit backward, which is true, but we have the potential to develop. These white people are not going to develop no further than where they are. And they have developed, right? Quite a bit. But they have taken on to control the world when they are nowhere close to handling the world, because they have a skin syndrome. It's why people have a skin syndrome, calling themselves white supremacists, everybody else, because they are stuck staring mad. Stuck staring mad. They have the flag and they have all kind of something like that. And they have gun and things like that. And how to kill everybody who don't think like them and who won't surrender to them. Because they think raw weapon is the thing. I wonder if have any of them been through the tornado. I hope some of them been in that tornado that was just sent through out there in Tennessee or Georgia. I hope some of them were in there, right? Because they get a taste of the pangs that await them, you see. They want to draw polytheism people away from civilization. They don't want no civilization, because that's all they begin to do is to demolish the civilized establishment of the civilized people. That's what they began to do before they get into 509, overthrow of the king and take military and everything and all the secrets that the king possessed, not to be given to anybody else. They take away all these science knowledge and everything like that. And it's the reason why they are behaving the way they do. But they have a problem, and the only thing they have to remedy what they have as a problem is to force illegal rule on them and have them subdued. Now, they are working off their own sodomite lack of good sense. They don't have that good sense. Solve the race problem, the difference between them and us. So they take the road, the high road for themselves, and they are going to impose on us so-called law. I mean, they only know about law from us, the gods, kingship. That's where they get it from. They don't get it from anywhere else. Because now you ask them, did they have law and order in Europe over the past 2 million years before they know anything, meet any black people? Because a whole bunch of time passed where no black people were never around. And they were around. What have they done? Let's question that. And maybe they may get some sense in their backward, underdeveloped brain. All right. So now, for the purpose of people who still searching and still trying to gain a better understanding, I am talking about things to bring a better understanding because of where I was in the church underdeveloped syndrome that they teach us to believe everything, all things, right? And trust in God and in Christ when none of those things are true. So it's all coming down and tumbling on them. Because they won't be able to use no weapon to control nobody. That is not even remotely possible. You can't use no weapon to control the black people. None whatsoever. To bottom, from their hierarchy down to the, you know, the gutter of them. They must pack up and go back up to where them come from. Okay? Because the world that they call DC has not changed. And their AD and Adamani cannot change the zodiacal calendar of God and the purpose for which that calendar was created. They think that they can come and do whatever they want to do, like they fuck the ass of somebody else. They think that, they have free range now to do that as much as they want. You see, have marital ceremony, you know, with two same-sex people, do it right into our territory. We must not have any problem with it. You fucking ass, go back to where you come from because you don't have anything in it. All known, in print, you don't have anywhere to stay here. You see? And if you think that, you know, all of these kind of stuff that you've been doing, oh, you have made it. We overcome them, we do all this and that to them. You know, you have a long run, but a short catch. Polytheism will never die because that's civility. Okay? And I was telling you that the history is very defined as to who is who on earth and who rule the earth. It's not them. See, if they were ruling the world for real, and they want to take things in the sodomite direction. It's not even possible to, I can't even argue that. You see, because if they were for real, everybody would be for real. But they're not. They're on a periphery, an ITOP. And anytime the right time come when, people who have received the good sense of civilization. You know, that power is definitely going to go, out of anyone's control. And what they are doing and think that they have control over all the wealth and stuff like that. They never had anything, and it was all criminal. And who they try to kill will rise above all the perils that they create, because things happen for purpose and sometimes way beyond what we know. So we can only go with the program. And what we are seeing right now is that these white people don't have any law that supports what they do, killing, trying to kill our black people every day. Right? They don't have any law, any civilized law to support them. And what they make up and stuff like that, the truth knocked that over a long time. And, you know, sodomite culture is not to mingle with black people culture. You see? So when they come in with their virus and stuff like that and trying to kill off black people, you can only try to do that for so long. See? But right now, you're twilight. You see? Go back where you come from and stop bragging and boasting, oh, you can kill black people and kill them anywhere and stuff like that. Stop. Because the time is coming. Now, the tornadoes. You see how frequent they have been? All right. And you don't take it for anything. You know, you don't take it for anything because you think you're going to be fucking ass all day long and time comes. That's all black people can do. That's what you have in your mind. I'm telling you, no. Get out. From among black people, because you are not going to survive the wrath that you're going to get. Yes, you're going to get zodiacal hot claps because what do I know? You know, it's disrespect civilized life and supportive to unnatural, even unnatural mind. Are you so nasty? Are you so uncivilized that you don't know that a person's mind and a civilized person's mind, rather, the civilized hybrid people's mind. Cannot entertain those kinds of stuff are doing. And you are saying that hybrid people's mind are to be unnatural. Imagine you have the guts to say that. That's how uncivilized you are. Not to know what is possible from impossible. Look at that. You telling people in the Bible that their mind is to be unnatural. And nothing concerning your mind is unnatural. Nothing! Blinking on a fucking idiot. And suck yourself down into our territories. And say it's yours to dictate. And we are citizens of sodomite. Ruling the paragon, African, hybrid people created in the image of the gods, image and after their likeness. And you come here with all these kind of stuff and don't realize one day stuff is going to fall down on you until, you know, you don't even realize it. You don't wake up. You just, you know, diminished to nothing someday, because that's what's awaiting you. Come out here, everywhere we go, you run behind the African people. We're in the cave all along. Couldn't do nothing. But now you begin to chase the African people everywhere they go and set up a little territory. You go on there and say, are yours? That's, look, very, very, you know, I mean, trying to find a word, an adjective to describe that. And, you know, not so fluent with that right now. People who need to listen and understand, look, protect the little life you have and enjoy it. What the church is giving you is not the life that brought you about. and you have a Bible that is telling about Jesus saves and all this kind of stuff. Jesus is only a fictional character. That's what Jesus is. They are writing all these things in the Bible to say, Jesus said this, Jesus said that. None of that is true. Look at the Isaiah prophecy that spell out everything that's supposed to be fulfilled when they said the Messiah came. Messiah is supposed to come 2,000 years ago and more. And yet still, prove to me. You cannot prove to me what Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 give prophecy to be fulfilled. Because those criteria must be rehearsed in the New Testament and say, see it, yeah. This is the fulfillment that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. You can't do that because it's not in there. Yes. And the other prophets that they wrote and talk about Christ. Oh, but just about all of the prophets inside of the Bible speak about Christ coming, right? And none of them, as far as I know, describe it like Isaiah 9. You think about all these chapters in Isaiah. If there's any good writing, of course, I know there are some good writings in the book of Isaiah. However, they went into Isaiah and added stuff. That's what they did. These Sodomites added right prophecy of a Christ. You see? And they try. They try hard, but sure didn't do it. Not even quarter good. You see? What they write about Jesus and try to fix up like God and Christ, you know, create the foundation of the world. Those things are not true. They're way out of line. Way out of line with what civilized information says. All right. So this Adam and Eve stuff, it's definitely far. I mean, it's not even, there's no distance that you can measure to describe where, you know, in ratio, Adam and Eve is when it comes to, could it be true? There's nothing there that holds up any hope at all. You know, Adam and Eve is a periphery notion that they are writing from the history that speaks the truth about the hybridization of the genetic manipulation. These white people, they're so lucky, but guess what? All the evil that they did to the black people, there's no forgiveness to these white people. I'm telling you, there's none. Because they don't have any inner soul. They don't have any inner soul with value. No. So when they're going to get wiped out, they're going to go just get wiped out because there's nothing valuable about them. They seek for themselves. They want to turn us into sodomites. It's no joke. If you think I'm joking, just talk to me. Because I'll show you the facts. The world is a textbook. Use the Bible. And use a whole lot of... The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. A whole bunch of stuff to prove what I say. White people come from a sodomite culture. And they decided that they're going to control all of us. And they are a small minority compared to us. But their force, you know, is able to do criminal things, and until we develop and know better, they're going to do it to us. Well, right now, I can tell you, you're not going to do it anymore, you know, because the more you do it now, it's sour, the more sour your life is going to get. No joke about that. Get out and come up where you come from. Anything that you can take out of where you've been here all this long time,
go back, go better off yourself, because we have it all, always, to give away, but not under this criminal conduct. You that have no forgiveness at all, this paradise is not yours. So I'm talking about the difference, so that people who are on the fence and still fuzzy about, you know, turn your mind. How, you know, listen to your brain. You know, ask your brain questions that you don't know the answers. And your brain will tell you. So, but you have to be sober enough. Because unless you're sane and sober, the knowledge is not going to come. And your brain is waiting to teach you if you surrender yourself and seek to find. See, ask the question. Because your brain is, I tell you, to read what your brain does, right? And the brain does command everything about you. The brain. And see how close it is, right behind your eye, your nostrils, and all the most, you know, primary things, feature in your face. Your brain is right back there, taking information from outside. So I'm talking about the importance of the world that exists before our time, till we come into these white people, these sodomite white people, who call themselves all kinds of names and do not identify themselves as Indo-European, because that is the classified name for them. Officially, you're talking about white people. You're talking about Indo-European. Right. And I am saying, whereas they are under the delusion that they own everything we have, so they saw us and going out and pitching our tents out there and have something going. They want it. They want it. Because what? They don't have it for themselves. And they come in and they're taking everything we have. And so things improve. They improve with their imperial colonialism, because they forever want everything we have and then make us want some away and take from us. So this is the truth. That's what it is. And here we are negotiating a turnaround because they're not good enough to destroy the Elohim work. And especially the people they created in their image and after their likeness. All right. So now let's talk about the world that exists before 509 BC. What does sapien mean? Homo sapiens in English is wise human being. This is anatomical human being. First appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Thus is the scientific name for the human species. This Homo sapiens is only surviving species. One, those white people over there. One, them. Let them know them as sodomites. They don't have our classification of existence. They don't need to run behind us. and harass and kill us for what we have. We never go after them and do anything to them, but they think they have a right to take away everything we have and behave like it was always theirs. Dear God, that they have to fuck each other's ass, tell them to come and kill us and take what we have. And that's why they are coming after us. Whatever achievement we make, they're making sure they come and we don't excel them. Oh, this Homo sapiens
is the only surviving species of the genus Homo.
Right? So in the Homo classification, the anatomic hybrid, the only surviving species of the genus Homo. Note, Homo sapiens, is a prehistory origin hybrid human being. Do you get that? Not the so-called modern humans, the sadami, Indo-European, elected to twist and confuse. We're not like them. They decide to do all of this because they have enough sense to make trouble, right? And because we don't show aggression in any way, neither in language or otherwise, they decide that they're going to take full charge of the world and push us in a corner, and we can't do nothing about it. They're going to make us start fucking our ass too. That's their plan. And it may sound vulgar and bad to you or disrespectful. There's no disrespect that we can disrespect these people who want us to fuck ass. What do you want me to do? Talk like I respect them and care about what they can do? I care about what the tornado has been doing and will continue to do until they are done. That's what I think and care about. So it goes on to say, that anatomically human with sadami culture, Caucasoid, anatomically human with sadami culture, Caucasoid. Homo sapiens identify itself the most influential species on planet Earth. That's it. It is not sadami and in Indo-European that wants to use kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. What kind of reconstruction are they talking about? Sexual reconstruction. Right? And see, them have all these fancy titles to call it what their agenda, right? Because they're saying, you know, kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. You see the brand that they have to work on the black people? No, I mean, look, that is to turn the human world into a jungle with bugs and all kinds of snakes and all kinds of things. That's what these white people want. You see, they put in the best, in front to make it seem like they are good people, and they're like just as normal as the ethnic people. But it's not true. Look at the dirty stuff that they are doing and dragging us down with them. Look at it. All right? So I'm talking about what have the African ethnic people done with the world when these sodomites come with AD and Adamani? What kind of knowledge do we use to switch over to AD and Adamani by these sodomites? Any ordinary reading of the Bible, Abel, yes, is able to show that we are off course. You see, can't blame you that it takes so long. Because it takes me a long time too. Right? Now, my friends. Now, look at this. All right. Homo sapiens sapiens in anthropology and paleontology, the subspecies of Homo sapiens consists of the only living members of genus Homo, according to anthropology.
Where did I go with this? Yes. All right. And stick it right here. All right. Homo sapiens sapiens, according to anthropology and paleontology, the subspecies of Homo sapiens that consist of the only living members of the genus Homo are prehistory human beings. You don't have anywhere to go here. This is just one thing that you can't replace with anything else. When white people are going to come and rule over black people, what they think they're doing? They're crazy. And you go in the world, it's a textbook, and you know they are sodomites, and sodomite brain is not a sane brain at all. They're endocrine, their endocrine glands and their hormones that secretes is not what is in the hybrid people at all. Additionally, this subspecies designation was used by paleontologists and anthropologists to separate archaic members of base Homo sapiens. You see, such as Neanderthals. They come from Homo sapiens, all right? The third human elevation development. However, it is telling you that paleontology has traditionally this species, this subspecies, meaning the anatomical, the only one that survived, designation was used by paleontologists and anthropologists to separate
partake. So those that are out of the picture, like the Neanderthals, have died out. They are under the Homo, under the Homo sapiens. But the white people are not under Homo sapiens, under the Homo sapiens. White people are not under that. They're mixing with it does not give them credit for that species. No, they can mingle with it, but they're not that species. Those of this species that remain the species, no mingle up something, don't make you the species. Okay? Now, this is where it's at.
This is where it's at, man. Serious stuff. Tells you the separation is done, that it's only one surviving Homo. One surviving Homo, and that is the anatomical one. That species is the only surviving. And so that it doesn't make any kind of inclusion with the white people. So they can sing their praises that, you know, they get a lot and benefit a lot by the Neanderthal, but the Neanderthals have died out. And also, you know, white people are plagued with sodomy. You see, they cannot be a civilization. You have to have not just one little reaction to civilization. You have to have the entire faculty, the brain, the endocrine, the glands. Have all of that. So what they are doing now, they are, you know, they're wasting their life. You know, they should be enjoying the little knowledge they get right where they come from, instead of they're taking all the world with them. Everywhere we go, they're taking it over. But they're going to find out that, no, there is a power that is far beyond them. They can go to Mars and go on the moon, wherever they want to go. But look, truth about reality, that's what they're up against. And I want to dramatize the world before us. And why do we have a world like this here today? Not including what these sodomites have been doing. It's simply because the laws of kingship went to sleep. Because Europe is over there, like, say, all right, give them all the rain they can. You know, is that what they're saying? Give these white people all the rain they can and see what they do. I don't know what kind of plan that would go like that. But I'm seeing here white people must get out and go where they come from. I don't see no place for them whatsoever. So, I want to wish you well and hope that I have said something that you find to move you in a certain kind of way. You know, you're not going to follow anybody. You want to follow your brain. So you need to fix a relationship with your brain where, you know, like you go to your parents and, you know, they meet your needs and stuff like that. You want your brain to meet your needs. No, you are not to instruct your brain. Your brain is instructing you. And it's going the other way in the world today. People are telling their brain what they want or what they're going to do and stuff like that. They're not asking their brain for permission. The brain knows more than you'll ever know. But you have to respect your brain and submit yourself to the order and the laws of your brain. And then you will be going somewhere. So, BC era
Don't have no AD and Adam any features in there. And nothing from the BC world is a foundation to the Sodomites. They skylarking, and the time is here. And I put it forward to you and make the distinction that what they call a new world order is a drunken, mad saying all of those and doing all of those, right? Whilst people with the brain that should be reading and understand things, they're going to sleep. So these guys are going to take it to the max, these white people. They're going to take it to the max until they come head on. And they can't. They don't have any way to maneuver themselves out of what they spend 2 millennia or so more trying to establish the world the way they want it, right? So I'm telling you, what black people are into, they have to wake up and get the knowledge. And don't be afraid to do the right thing. Right? If you are following the right path of knowledge, these folks will never be able to do you anything. But if you go to church and you believe in all of this old bunch of nonsense that they are putting out, then it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're not going to find it. Now, I did have another line. Traditionally, this subspecies designation was used by paleontologists and anthropologists to separate archaic members of based Homo sapiens. Yes, sapiens is thought to have evolved. Homo sapiens is thought to have evolved sometime between 160,000 to 90,000 years ago in Africa. Before migration first to the Middle East and Europe and later to Asia, New Zealand, Australia, and the Americas. So it says, before the migration of before migrating first to the Middle East and Europe and later to Asia, New Zealand, Australia, and the Americas. And you see, they go every one of these places and kick out the black people. Every one of these places. Middle East. First the Middle East, Palestine, right? And later Asia, New Zealand, and Australia, and the Americas. America right here. Everywhere we go, then come. TP talk after us. Because they need education. And they tell you where they take nationhood principles from ancient Palestine and carry to America to benefit their society. So they're taking away intelligent knowledge from us, killing us and stuff like that, to make up their own population. Using our civility to do it. How that them do? Why them didn't do it long time before we come about? Because this is just, we just feel like 160,000 years ago or 900 years. And them all coupling of them, it's like, 2 million years. Right? And it is remarkable because you can see everywhere that we go, that the history tell you, we go over the past 100,000 years. See? So we evolve between, say, 2,000 and 300,000 years ago, and then we migrate out of Africa and go into the Middle East. And then in Europe, you see, so I know across Europe, we go first, our what you call it there, Asia, right? At the Middle East first that we travel to, and these are the places. And these guys come right after us, and right after they get some knowledge from us, and track we down, you know, then track we down everywhere we go. And both them are founders of what? Now, my friends, remember, polytheism age has no white people in there, no sodomite in there, right? So you have to know when you talk about the past, BC, what you're talking about. Because chances are, you're only looking at what is here and don't know what is here provided from the past. Everything you're looking at is coming from the past. And here we are behaving like we don't have any sense and make these sodomite people come and take control of everything. And we can't even call them their right name. We can't call them sodomites and call them homosexuals because them don't like it. They're behaving like they're above being known for that now. That's what you are. That you are. And now you know, we know who is superior here. It's not sodomites, but fucking ass, man. Come on, you guys sick of all kind of disease and illness and bring it around and give it to us in our territory. And it's over here. We have not fought you before or after you come here and kill us and do all the kind of stuff. Time has come now where we are articulating to you, and the kind of energy that you're getting right now is not like what you've fine with the losers who were not mindful of their creators and take on your what you call it God, Bible God, you know, sickness, madness. Now get out. That's what we're telling you, because the power belongs to us, and now we have it. It's not church anymore. You carry all of what you done over the past 2,600 years. Take it back out of our territory and go back to Europe with it. Take good care. And what else I'll say here?